right, we'll call the Rules Committee order to get today at 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock according to this. Present, we have Senator Giesel, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Hoffman, Senator Begich, and myself, Chairman Coghill. For the record, we have Kerry Cooper-Ryder here with us and Carson Walters. Kerry is the teleconference. Oh, and we have Senator Stedman here. Good morning, Senator Stedman. So today, the only order of business is to take up House Bill 313, an act providing and ratifying the actions of the governor and executive branch expending certain federal receipts, and of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approving the expenditure of certain federal receipts during fiscal years 2020, 2021, and approving for an effective date. Senator Giesel, would you help us adopt this as a working document?
Mr. Chairman, I move we adopt House Bill 313, version 31, LS 1826, /M as in Montana, as our working document.
And I'll object so that we can have a verification of what this bill looks like. We actually have Caroline Schultz going to come and talk to us from the Finance Committee. We have Megan Wallace online for questions, and we have Pat Pitney also online for questions. So, Caroline, would you just tell us how is this exactly as we passed on the floor? Is it different? What did the House do in this, and how does it look to it?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, this is Caroline Schultz, staff to the Senate Finance Committee. The bill before you, House Bill 313, is identical to Senate Bill 243 that was deliberated yesterday by the Senate Finance Committee and debated today and passed on the Senate floor. If it's the will of the chairman, I can walk through a brief sectional, or we can just keep it with that.
For those listening in, just go through a brief sectional.
Certainly. Mr. Chairman, this is a short bill. It is only five sections. The first section, which begins on page one, is the legislative findings, purpose, and intent. The findings begin with a timeline of the coronavirus pandemic and the resulting state and federal responses, which of course include the disaster declarations by both the governor and the president and the passage of the Federal CARES Act. The findings section begins to explain the RPL process, which began on April 21st when the first batch of RPLs were submitted to the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. And for the record, I'd like to remind everybody that RPL stands for Revised Program Legislative. On May 1st, the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approved six of the RPLs, and over the next week, those RPLs were modified with the collaboration between the administration and the legislature. On May 11th, all of the remaining RPLs were approved by the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee for a total of $1.14 billion in federal funding. If we move on to page 3, line 12, the purpose of the act is described to remove any uncertainty as to the status of the expenditure of the RPLs. Line 16, subsection C, describes the intent of the legislature that the appropriations identified in the RPLs are increased as approved by the Legislative and Budget and Audit Committee.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Begich.
If I could just add, it also on line 16 uses some critical wording. It says, in authorizing the expenditure of federal receipts as proposed by the governor and the RPLs identified, et cetera, it's the intent of the legislature. I just wanted to point that out for the record that this is constitutional.
Good input. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Caroline.
Thank you. Moving on to section 2, the approval and ratification section, which begins on line 22, page 3. This is the meat of the bill, which ratifies and approves the actions of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee and approval of the RPLs. Section 3, which begins on line 29, provides assurance that no other provision of law can be used to argue the validity of this ratification. Section 4 on line 31 is the retroactivity clause. And section 5, line 1, page 4, is an immediate effective date.
Thank you.
And again, this bill is identical to Senate Bill 243, which was passed by the Senate this morning.
And just to let you know, the House Rules Chair of staff is here. Grace Irvin is here. So I think they have confirmed that as well. Any discussion? Senator Giesel?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate what Senator Begich brought up. I'd like to present a little bit more historical perspective. On May 15th of 1987, a very similar bill, House Bill 132, amended by the Senate Finance Committee, was approved. Now, in Section C on page 3 of House Bill 313, it starts out in authorizing the expenditure. In subsection C of the 1987 bill, it actually says in approving the one-year appropriations, etc. It goes on in Section 2 of the current bill to conclude that the legislature is approving the expenditures and is ratifying the actions of LBNA. Those are the exact words used in 1987. The Alaska Supreme Court verified that the actions taken in 1987 were constitutional and were appropriate. We're mirroring that here, except I would add that in Section 1, Subsection C, using the words in authorizing the expenditure, we're actually more firmly following. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, I would like to speak.
Okay.
I did not mean to do that. I apologize.
Thank you.
So just to build upon Senator Giesel's comments, just to also reiterate what Carolyn Schultz mentioned already, this bill, identical, was presented in Senate Finance yesterday for several hours. We had a thorough presentation by Legislative Director Pat Pitney. We had questions from OMB Director. We had question and answers within Senate committees with all the different RPLs, and we had public testimony. We talked about every section of the bill, including the section that Senator Giesel discussed. We discussed the financial matters. So this bill has been vetted by this body and, of course, debated today as well. So I just wanted to remind the listening audience that this bill was taken up yesterday extensively.
So I do have both Megan Wallace for our legal services and Pat Pitney here, the legislative finance, online to verify that if anybody has questions at this point. Seeing none. With that, I'm going to remove my objection to adopting this bill and ask if there are any other objections. So, Senator Giesel.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 313, version 31, LS1826, /M as in Montana, from committee with the accompanying fiscal note and individual recommendations.
And it says zero fiscal note. Any objections to moving the bill from committee? And it'll be reported to the floor. Thank you. And thank you, Megan and Pat Pitney, for being online. Thank you, Caroline and staff and senators, for all your work. So that moves the bill from committee. And I want you to stick around so we can sign the document and get it to the floor. Being no other business before the committee, we're adjourned at 11:07.